I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. NPR is receiving a firestorm of criticism for the way it handled an interview with the leader of a recent Unite the Right rally in Washington, D.C. Morning Edition spent almost 7 minutes interviewing Jason Kessler, who says he isn't a white supremacist, but instead speaks for what he calls an underrepresented Caucasian demographic.
There is such a stigma around it where white people can do the exact same thing that another group of people do, and it's called supremacy. But if the other group does it, it's called civil rights.
While interviewer Noel King was tough on Kessler, some listeners blasted the network for giving any time to Kessler and his ideas. Doris Trung from the Poynter Institute for Media Studies is here to help us break down how and why newsrooms make decisions like this. Hi, Doris.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for having me.
News organizations cover controversial topics and people every day. Why do you think this interview struck such a nerve?
It seems like we're in a really polarized climate right now. Just everybody is looking for something on one side or the other to jump on and to attack, sometimes without facts, but often fueled by emotion. Especially leading up to the anniversary of what happened last year in Charlottesville, I think people had a particularly heightened emotions.
Do you know of other stories like this where media has tried to talk about a difficult issue and they've been attacked?
Sure. In this particular vein, the New York Times had been criticized for their coverage of a white nationalist that some people said that was trying to normalize extremism by showing you that this man also shops at the Walmart and that he has an everyday routine. But there is a need among media to cover all the different kinds of people around us, and different people are going to have different viewpoints.
Is it fair for the public to think that sometimes these interviews are really all about getting ratings or clicks?
You know, obviously, the more people you have listening to something or reading something, the more you can engage the public. But again, there's a lot of emotion behind these kinds of issues, and you do have to be mindful of the fact-checking.
Isn't there a responsibility for journalists to cover both sides of an issue? And like in this NPR story, they interviewed Mr. Kessler, but they also talked to a leader of Black Lives Matter afterwards.
Certainly. I think that a really important part of being in the news media is being able to offer all perspectives. It's not necessarily black or white. So sometimes there's a lot of in-between. I think part of the criticism here is that from what I heard, there was only Kessler in that interview. The whole context of it involved other interviews, right? And so if you weren't listening to the entire program, you wouldn't necessarily have heard all the different perspectives.
Should media approach it differently? Should they change the decision-making process?
Well, I think one thing I want to commend NPR about is that the people who were involved in the decision-making throughout the process of getting that interview before the Unite the Right rally were all from different backgrounds themselves. It's really important to have different perspectives within the decision-making lines of a newsroom, because if you just have a certain viewpoint and everybody else around you is the same, then they're either all going to agree with you or all disagree with you on things that you don't think is important.
What's your advice to listeners or readers when they see a story like this and maybe it triggers some kind of emotions?
Even though there are trusted news sources in various kinds of media, you want to find the ones that you know are going to present balanced representations of the complicated issues that we all face today.
Well, Doris Trung from Poynter, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.